roses too. I watched them bloom for me. Hey everyone, thanks for joining us today. I'm your host, Kira, and I'm here with my co-host, Emma. And we would like to start off today by letting you know a little bit about us. So here we go. My story starts off when I was about 18 years old. I got married to the man of my dreams, and it's been about 16 years now, and we're still very happily married. One thing I had to figure out on my own in our marriage was how to really make it work. And before I even knew about the five love languages, I kind of had to just figure that out on my own. Luckily now we do have the book by Gary Chapman, The Five Love Languages, which I always recommend to a lot of people when it comes to trying to fix their marriage. I also had a daughter who is 16 years old, and I had her very early on in our marriage, the first year that we got married, and she's amazing. She's everything that I was not when I was a child, and very responsible and sweet and understanding and beautiful, and I try to tell her that every single day, try to let her know every day that I think she's beautiful and that I'm proud of her, because I started to realize and learn that children really need to hear that you are proud of them. So that's something I never hold back on. Any chance I get, I'll always tell her that. Not only do children want to hear that, but your parents want to hear that too. So I definitely do try to tell my mom all the time that I'm proud of her. I honestly don't have that kind of relationship with my dad where I would just tell him, oh, I'm so proud of you for doing this and that. I have a little bit of a different relationship with my dad, but I don't think that it's a bad relationship. It's just different from the one that I have with my mom. My mom is very open and always expresses how much she loves us, and that's kind of what I've always done too, is just always been a person that expresses myself, especially when it comes to love. Unfortunately, that's something I don't express myself a lot with in my marriage. I think I probably said I love you to my husband maybe two or three times, but to everyone else, I do say I love you a lot. And no, it hasn't caused any problems in my marriage at all. But that's just, you know, that's just how my marriage is, and we love it, we're happy. And so moving on, I did have some issues. I battled with depression and suicidal thoughts. I went through that silently on my own, and it was very difficult, and it was something that I did not understand, and I did not know how to get through it on my own, but I had no choice but to do it on my own, because I didn't feel like I could reach out to anybody, and I didn't feel like anybody wanted to understand. And to be honest, who wants to be around someone who's just depressed and draining all your energy and wants to just make everything all about them? That is exactly who I was in that moment. I'm not saying everybody who's depressed is like that, but that's who I was. And so I had to get myself out of that, because I realized that this is not the kind of life that I wanted to live, and that's not the kind of person that I wanted to be for the rest of my life. And it's not something that I wanted to, I didn't want to rub off on my husband, and I didn't want to burden my daughter with having to have a mother that was depressed and didn't want to do anything and didn't want to go anywhere. I felt like that was going to be a burden to her. So finally, I decided one day that it was time to change. And I started to change by challenging myself every day, doing things that I would never normally do, such as saying hi to people, walking by, offering help to people. You know, like if I saw somebody walking up the stairs with a ton of books, I would ask them if they wanted help carrying those books up the stairs,
or I would hold the door for people, or I would just say hello as I, or good morning as I pass people by. So those are things that I started to do every day, and I actually started to become proud of myself for challenging myself to do those things. And I actually started to feel good about myself because people were responding. They were saying, good morning, have a good day, thank you very much. And I was communicating, which is something that I had trouble with too. So that started to make me feel really proud of myself. And as I started to feel proud of myself, I started to go even further and started to decide to start talking more and start being friends with my coworkers and with other people that I ran into a lot. So I started to finally open up, and I finally started to just, I guess, I don't know how else to describe it, but just become normal again. And that's how I beat depression. And once I started to do that, I finally realized that I did this all by myself. I never had to go to a doctor. I never had to take any medicine. I just did this all on my own. And I was really, really proud of myself. I wanted to tell the whole world how to do this on your own, how to beat depression all by yourself without the help of doctors or medication. But unfortunately, not everybody wanted to hear this, and not everybody believed it, and not everybody, and this isn't something that's going to work for everybody. So I started to just kind of quiet down about this, but for anybody that does want to listen, and for anybody that does want to beat depression, I definitely wanted to express and share my story with them. So I decided to join a group, and I joined a group of depression people who were depressed and suicidal, and I started helping out with that group. And after a while, that group kind of went downhill, and someone from that group decided to make another group, and I ended up going over to that group, and now I'm just helping them out with that group and trying to lift people's spirits and help them out and let them know that it's not the end of the world, and that, you know, we all have challenges and we all have battles that, you know, come our way, but you can definitely do anything. You can do anything. If I can do this and I did it all by myself, I know that everybody can. So that's a little bit about my story. And honestly, what really, really helped me through was just knowing that God was on my side and asking for the help, asking God and asking the angels to help me through depression, because I honestly feel like I was lifted and just carried through the whole storm, and I ended up on the other side one day, just normal, fine and dandy, happy, proud, feeling so courageous, feeling so brave, feeling like a warrior. So one really important lesson that I learned is just always make sure that you ask for the help. If you want it, ask for it. There's nothing wrong with asking for help, and there's nothing wrong with believing that God is going to be there for you to help you through. So that's kind of how I went through a little bit of an awakening period, where something really big happened to me, and that really made me realize that God is always going to be there for you. He's somebody that I feel like I did not depend on him as much, and what a shame it was for me to not depend on him when he was standing there the whole time waiting for, just offering his help to me, and I just never opened my eyes to see that. I never accepted it. I never welcomed it. But when I finally did, things moved really, really quickly. So that's kind of my story. And you can always, if you have any questions or anything that you want to say, you can always send us an email. and we'll always be more than happy to answer any questions. Our email address is hugsforall444@gmail.com. And now we'll move on to Emma's story. Hi, everyone. My name is Emma, and my spiritual awakening started in 2012 when I gave birth to my stillborn baby when I was 5 months pregnant. It was quite an experience. I was losing so much blood. They couldn't get the placenta out. And all I remember was I was laying in the hospital bed, and there was over 15 people surrounding me, and they were trying to get an IV through me, but they couldn't get an IV through me. And I could hear them saying, "She's not with us anymore because she's not responding to the needle pokes." Because usually when they're putting an IV in, and you would start kind of like twitching a little bit. Well, I wasn't doing anything like that. And my eyes were rolling back, I could tell. And I could tell my eyes were really forcing themselves to shut. And I felt like my body was starting to really, 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 really just sink into like the hospital bed. I looked over and I saw my husband just playing his video game. With that going on, I had to go and have an operation to have the placenta taken out because it was stuck. Anyways, with that, I realized that I was really unhappy in my marriage, so I left that marriage just in 2014, and now I'm raising my three boys on my own, and I'm really happy about that. We are so happy. We're happy, but we're still working together as a team to heal the wounds. And ultimately, I want to have a good relationship with my ex-husband. But at this time, that's just not where it's going. But I do plan for it to go that way in the future. So anyways, that in 2012 was when I believe I was going, started the spiritual awakening. And then in 2014 was when I realized that that was what was going on with me. And so with that, I came to start researching what was going on with me. And I realized that, yes, I am in fact going through a spiritual awakening, and I loved it. And I am just so, so happy because there's so many great things I've been learning about. I came from a Christian background, and I felt like that background was limiting me from being who I wanted to be. And what one really important thing that I learned from my spiritual journey so far is that we're all born with these wonderful, great gifts that Source gave us. And I feel like here on Earth, we are told to do all sorts of things, like go to school, and they just force us to do these things that make us forget about our abilities so that we wouldn't use them and that we can just be these robots here. But I'm not going to allow myself to be that. And so anyways, that's how I became, or how my, that's just the beginning parts of my spiritual journey. And I'm here learning lots of new things every single day, and I want to learn from everybody else. And so that's why we started this radio show. Again, if you have any questions, you can reach us at hugs, HUGSFORALL 444@gmail.com. Thank you. I believe that we're kind of just all robots here in this world. Can you explain what you mean by that? That we're all robots? What I mean by that is we were born with healing gifts. We were born with the ability to communicate with each other telepathically, and all those things are taken away from us through years and years and generations of just living here in this material world. A lot of the things here in this world, in this planet, has really, you know, drawn our attention towards just wanting to have the most of everything, the biggest of this, and that really takes away from our own abilities that are free for ourselves.
Okay, so for example, like having a 9-to-5 job and going to school and paying for college and things like that, those are examples of things that kind of just condition us to being just worldly, do you think?
Yes, I believe that, because what I notice is that a lot of people who get out of college have a really hard time finding a job, and it doesn't mean that every single person is going to go through this, but many that I've personally talked to have come out of a 4-year degree and are having a hard time finding a job, or end up finding a job that pays them the exact same as somebody who just graduated from high school or is a high school dropout. So I'm not saying don't go to college. I just personally, in my own personal beliefs, I feel like that's just not something that is really beneficial. I feel like it's only making the universities rich and then keeping the student in debt for life.
That is true, because you do have a lot of student loan debt, and when I think about that, I don't have any debt because I didn't even graduate high school. I have a 10th grade, I have a 10th grade education, and maybe, I guess, you know, I'm not trying to say that I'm better than anybody, but I have a 10th grade education, and I've also gotten my GED, and you know, I was able to get a job that a lot of people go to school for. So I do definitely agree with that. If your child said that they wanted to go to college, would you support that?
Yes, I would support that if they wanted to, depending on what they are choosing to go to college for. But I would personally feel like you can just earn your experience through the workforce if you wanted to, but I would actually rather them just do what their passion is, and whatever their passion is, that's where I would want them to go.
Okay, that's very good. So if your child said that they wanted to go to college because they wanted to be a professional artist and draw, would you support that?
Yes, I would support that.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So you're really just, you know, you have your own beliefs, but you're also very open to everything.
Yes, I am.
Okay, that's great. That's really great.
Okay, well, I've got a quick reading that I'd like to do for you, Emma, and you can give me a reading in return also. So what I'm getting here is that it looks like in the past you were kind of wrapped up in things and you were at a very temporary standstill. You possibly weren't able to see everything in your life from all perspectives. You were just looking at it from your own very limited eyes in the past. But you realized that it is very important to be yourself and to go on and do the things that you really, really love to do. And it seems like there were times that you kind of just kept expecting the worst, just always thought that things were just going to always go downhill. And maybe even you were having some sleepless nights and some very tough times. But it looks like you have moved past that, and it looks like it is currently the end of a very difficult situation. And you're able to really embrace the change, and you know now that things are always going to be getting better. It's almost like when a drug addict sees the possibilities of living life sober. You have this new outlook on life, and you have this new attitude and new personality, which is completely different from what it was in the past. So it's really good that you're able to see the beauty in life now. And I feel like you're really embracing that very well.
Thank you, Kira. That was a really beautiful reading.
Would you say that that's accurate?
That is extremely accurate.
Okay.
Right on the dot.
Okay. So here's what I have for you today, Kira.
At one point, you had a lot of things going on, and you had to make a lot of decisions, and you probably felt frustrated or not sure where to go with that. So what the angels are telling me is that they want me to let you know that just take your time to think about things, and also, you know, consider being more, taking more of a playful approach towards
things.
And yeah, towards things, and okay, making wise decisions, okay, and always calling upon your angels as you need them.
Okay.
What they want me to let you know is that good business decisions will be coming your way.
And so I'm not sure what that might mean for you, but there is a business venture that is down the line here for you. And so we just want to let you know that
to begin to start sorting out your finances in a way where you can make that business venture move forward in your life.
Okay.
Peacefully. And then to top that off is clearing the way for things that no longer serve you.
Mm.
So clearing the way, removing, making space for this new opportunity that's coming your way. I think that you are on the right path, and I do feel like your angels are telling me that this new business venture that's coming your way is going to be bringing you a lot of happiness and joy.
Oh, that sounds great. And that sounds very, very accurate. So I am very excited for that. Thank you so much, Emma, for that reading. I really appreciate it. And thank you all for listening to us today. And I hope that you do join us again next time. Again, you can always contact us at hugsforall444@gmail.com. We'll be happy to answer any questions that you have. You can also request readings through that email address. And we thank you so much for listening to us. We love all of you. Namaste.